The fledgling Comic-Con is in its second year, and event organizers Aaron Foster and Larry Oswat have already learned some valuable lessons. Mainly, accessibility is the key to sustaining their convention.
If you go to like Dallas or Austin or Houston, you're going to be trying to get through, like us, thousands of people. They have like, you know, up to 60,000 people at their show. So, and you're going to be waiting in lines all day. And I just know a lot of people who like the smaller con feel.
And by smaller, he means a lot smaller. In its first year, the Heart of Texas Comic Con saw almost 9,000 attendees over 2 days. But to give you an idea of just how big these events can get, the famed San Diego Comic-Con pushed roughly 130,000 people through its doors. In Texas, San Antonio saw 73,000 people at its convention, and Dallas, 50,000. But being able to maneuver through crowds with ease is only part of the appeal of smaller events like this one. Liz Taylor is director of the Waco Convention Center.
It may not have the big famous names of all of the big famous names that the larger shows would have, but it also doesn't cost as much to get into. It is locally, more locally based. So if your audience is a local based audience, it is an opportunity that they wouldn't have gotten if the show didn't even happen at all in Waco.
And as interest for all things nerdy increases, especially with each major comic book movie released, Foster and Oswat believe their convention will be able to compete with larger events in the state. The Heart of Texas Comic-Con starts today. With KWBU News, I'm Carlos Morales.